Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Drink Milk campaign launched to drive the revitalization of the dairy industry. We tell you more on today's program and later our Jamaican Sing of the Day. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Smoking in public or within 5 meters of a public place is strictly prohibited. Public spaces include any workplace, sidewalk, bus stop, restaurant, supermarket, school, hospital, pharmacy, and park. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA. To get more information, call the NCDA at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
Consumption of milk and milk substitutes accounts for more than 60 million liters annually, with imports valued at $52 million per annum. These figures have led to a decline in the annual production of local milk from 600 farmers producing 38.8 million liters in 1992 to less than 200 farmers supplying approximately 12 million liters in 2015. It is said that the country that feeds itself is one that is self-sufficient, and as such, four public and private sector partners have joined forces to launch a campaign in a bid to increase the production and consumption of Jamaican milk over the next 10 years. The Drink Real Milk campaign, valued at an initial $10 million annually, also aims to reduce the country's food import bill and unemployment, in addition to increasing food security and gross domestic product.
What we're trying to do is do it in phases, and the first phase is going to be the awareness phase, just getting people to understand that there is a problem with the dairy industry and that people are coming together to form a solution so that other people will see it and say, look, I don't know how to start this thing by myself, but I can jump on board with something that's already in play and put in their contribution to it, not necessarily even monetarily.
Brand manager, Nutrimix, Tina Hamilton. In the medium term, the initiative aims to produce 20 million liters of local milk annually and ultimately re-establish a sustainable and self-sufficient dairy industry.
An increase in our consumption will result in more farmers going back to the industry, providing more jobs, saving the country massive foreign exchange by import substitution, and earning foreign exchange by exporting, especially within the Caribbean.
Seprod Group CEO Richard Pandoi. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, Tolu Jamaica Limited is advising ship owners, fishing vessel owners, agents, shipmasters, skippers, fishermen, yachtsmen, and seafarers that it is carrying out a 2D seismic survey in the southern section of the island. The survey started on January 13 and will end on February 14. The survey vessel BGP Challenger, call sign 3ETJF, will have 24-hour operations and will be accompanied by two support vessels. All vessels will display appropriate day shapes and lights during reduced visibility and night operations. A wide berth is requested and an exclusive zone of 5 nautical miles eastern and 1.5 nautical miles at the beam and ahead will be in place. The BGP Challenger will be listening on the VHF Channel 16 throughout the project. Send your announcements to radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590 and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Count like Jew, gree like brother. Translation, count like Jew, agree like a brother. And this means to be serious in business in spite of friendship. We've come to the end of today's program. For producer Anjoui James Sawyers, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to join us again next time when we will tell you more about the roles of each partner in the Drink Real Milk campaign.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.